Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cole Swindell, Love You Too Late on SoCal's number one for new country K-Frog. Jenny, we didn't lie to anybody.
Nope.
We said 6'10".
There it is, 6'10".
Well, it's like 6'12". So I guess we kind of lied, but it's like a white lie. Small lie. We said Cole Swindell was calling in at 6'10".
We're just not good at math. That's our thing.
Cole Swindell on the phone. Good morning, Cole.
Good morning.
We want to talk about the song that just dropped and the music video for Right Where I Left It. I think this is very appropriate for anybody who has left their hometown and, you know, goes back after a while.
Oh yeah, man. Home is, everybody's got a hometown, and for me, I mean, every time I get to go back, it's I don't know, the older I get, I just find that time at home is a little more special, man.
Now, you know, a lot of people who come from small towns, when you're growing up, you know, you can't wait to get out of that small town and see what the world has to offer. Did you feel like that when you were there growing up?
You know, I did. And I kind of feel bad about it because it's, you know, you don't realize. I mean, you just want to know what else is out there. But then when you get to travel and get to see everything, and I don't know, everywhere is different. But for me, I mean, I just feel like that's, you know, the people there, the way they are, the way I was raised. I mean, I miss it every day. And like I said, the older I get, the more I want to get back there. And I love getting to go home.
We're talking to Cole Swindell, and I know you told this story before, but I just think it's important to share again, especially with more and more people always learning who Cole Swindell is. But you actually started your career selling T-shirts for Luke Bryan.
Yeah, that's, I was standing side stage the other night watching, you know, I'm on tour with him now, and, you know, watching the show the other night, Roller Coaster, a song I wrote for him, and I was just sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, it's pretty crazy to go from selling somebody's T-shirts to writing the number one song for them, and that, you know, that song changed my life. It's pretty crazy to think that, but, you know, and a lot of people don't know, I didn't move to Nashville to sell T-shirts, but that was my first job. I mean, that was, you got to do what you got to do, you know, and I don't think I would be where I am without that job.
So we had a topic yesterday. With what you know now, what would you go back and tell your younger self? What kind of knowledge would you tell yourself?
I get stressed out, you know. I mean, I think for me it would just be to say, hey, just go live and have fun, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You know, don't sweat the small stuff. And for me, like I said, I think when you're nervous or when you stress, I think it's just, I think I put a lot of pressure on myself sometimes. So for me, I would just say, hey, man, go live and have fun, and it's all going to be all right.
Well, Cole, we hope you're living your best life, because you're certainly earning it. You've written hit after hit after hit, come a long way after selling those T-shirts. The new single, Right Where I Left It, is awesome. The video is great. Your mom's in the video, which is very cool.
Yeah, she. That's what she said. She said she's become a celebrity around town, that people keep saying they love that part of the video. And she's only in, you know, I mean, it's a couple of seconds, but that's what I said in one of the interviews, is hug her in that video. That's everything I want to say right there. So there's not much else. And she didn't really want to be in it, but I had to have her in there. I mean, I would not be where I am without her. She's given me everything. And like I said, for me to get a chance to now take care of her, that means the world to me.
Well, you tell her that we here at K-Frog think she's the star of the video. We're glad she's in it. Cole Swindell going to be at Boots in the Park October 19th. North Coast Silver Lakes gets your tickets now. Cole, we can't wait to see you.
Hey, thank y'all so much. I can't wait to see y'all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.